It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's called the Dial-A-Doc here with FHN this morning. And joining us on the Dial-A-Doc program here today is Dr. Andrew Blint. Hey, Dr. Blint, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for joining me here today.
Sure.
Dr. Blint, you're not only an orthopedic physician and surgeon, but also an orthopedic traumatologist. Tell us about that.
Yeah, orthopedic traumatology deals with the injuries to the musculoskeletal system of fractures, broken bones, and also tendon and muscle type issues, as well as other joint problems that typically happen from accidents, falls, motor vehicle accidents, those kinds of things, but also just kind of general injuries as well.
Now, I suppose that, unfortunately, now this morning is a good example when we have this light snow over potentially some ice out there. This is a season for a lot of slips and falls. Do you see an increase, a larger increase this time of year for the traumatic orthopedic situations this time of year?
Yeah, very much so. We've had a good run here of lots of wrist fractures and hip fractures, shoulder fractures, just kind of all the things that you tend to fall on, ankle fractures. Ice surprises a lot of people, and, you know, it can just happen in the split second that you end up going down and hitting pretty hard. There's especially on these days where it's hovering around freezing and you get a lot of melting and refreezing, there are sheets of ice out there that people don't anticipate, and it's a very, very busy time of year for us when we have these snowstorms, especially with the melt and refreeze type situation as we have had over the last short while here.
We're talking to Dr. Andrew Blint of FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, orthopedic physician, surgeon, and traumatologist as well. Dr. Blint, what about in terms of falls, that you see or you're concerned about, what types of slips and falls are really the most dangerous?
Typically, you know, people are, it's one of the most dangerous things that people do, and I say it all the time, is go into their mailbox, walking their dog, and, you know, they're typically not prepared for a real slippery situation, and that's when it's least expected. That's kind of when it happens, and you know, that the falls from height, unfortunately, some people decide to get up on their roof when it's icy. Those are very dangerous situations and, you know, should be avoided, but unfortunately we've seen with people putting up and taking down their Christmas lights this year, the falls from height are really, you know, the more dangerous type of situation. But, you know, just a standard fall from standing can cause enough damage alone, but you add height and associated force with it, and that's when people tend to have more severe injuries. So when we add height to the situation, that makes it worse. And people, early in the deer season too, we see people falling from their deer stands and those kinds of things. So anytime you add height to situation, you add more force, and more severe injuries occur. But we see plenty of bad injuries just from simple slip and falls on the ice and snow.
Yeah, what about if you see someone slip and fall and you want to help them, what should you think about in terms of helping someone get up? What's your thought initially on that?
Just a very basic assessment of, you know, where does it hurt? You know, if somebody has a hip fracture, they're not going to be able to get up and stand on it. So just a general assessment of where it hurts and, you know, making sure that the person is overall medically safe and stable first and foremost, that they're not having other issues. And you know, getting somebody up, you know, if it seems like it's a hip fracture, it's probably best to call a 911 and have the EMTs come out and assist the person. Just kind of being with somebody when they have a fall, if they can't get up, that's kind of a starting point. If somebody has other issues, they fall and you're trying to help them get up, you know, grabbing under both arms gently, and usually having a two-person assist to get somebody up off the ground is recommended. It's pretty hard to wrangle a person by yourself, so assistance in getting people up is, you know, that's also advisable as well.
What if a person out there has fallen and there's no one there to help them get up? What's your recommendation there, Doc?
I guess that would be a call 911. You know, again, have the emergency professionals come and assist with that type of situation. And, you know, that's why I recommend to patients that, you know, you have your cell phone with you, you know, especially if you're going to be alone and there's potential for a fall. You know, your cell phone is kind of your link to getting help. It's the situation where somebody falls and is down for a long period of time that causes other medical problems that people end up with prolonged hospitalizations for and those kinds of things. So, the I fall in and I can't get up situation, like I said, it's always best to have your cell phone and, with you whenever you're even as doing something as simple as walking the dog or going to the mailbox. If you fall and need assistance, you may not have to call 911, but you can call somebody to help you.
Yeah, I've had I do elder law as well. I'm also a lawyer, and I've had a couple clients recently say that their parents or grandparents in one case and parents in another, that they actually had the life alert service, but they weren't wearing their life alert button at the time that they fell, and so that that caused an issue. Eventually, they were discovered. However, what about in terms of indoors, Doc? What type of injuries do you see resulting from falling at home or at the office?
People will fall down stairs. That's a fairly common mechanism of injury for falls in the home or in the workplace. Stairs, you're distracted looking at your phone again. Those kinds of things. Distracted walking downstairs is typically the dangerous thing to do. When you're doing things in the house that are involving, if you need to get something that's up high, a good sturdy stepladder, not using the top step, and a good, any kind of stable platform that you can use other than climbing on the arm of the couch or an unsteady chair. But we see a lot of people that fall from, I was using a chair to get up to the top shelf or to dust something, and I was dusting, I had a lady last week that was dusting her ceiling fan and was on a wicker chair and went through the chair and fell and broke her leg. So it's anytime you're going to be doing something from height, you should have a good stable platform, a good step ladder, step stool, whatever, whatever your choice is. A couple other things that we see in the office, people, there's a lot more linoleum or slippery floors, and those can be as slippery as ice. So just being mindful if there's, and in the home, I guess, for that matter, but just being mindful of wet floors. Wet floors can be just as slippery as any kind of ice situation that we encounter outside. So those are kind of the two things. People just doing work from height without an unsteady platform, that can be a recipe for bad problems. I see some pretty bad injuries from falls from 2-3 feet. While people are doing things that were on an unstable platform.
We're talking to Dr. Andrew Blint here today, the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Dr. Blint, orthopedic physician, surgeon, and traumatologist. Dr. Blint, what about to treat some of these falls? Everything that doesn't have to go 911 or go in, but treating some of these injuries at home, any suggestions?
I would always recommend, at least getting an x-ray. If you've fallen and you have a painful joint that's painful for more than a few hours or a painful limb, always getting some x-rays reveal things that are unexpected. I've had a lot of people that will fall and a day or two later they come in and they'll have a wrist fracture or an ankle fracture. Some of the more minor fractures can kind of mask themselves as a sprain. If it's hurting for more than 12 hours or at the most 24 hours, getting an x-ray. Otherwise, common treatments for those kinds of pains would be ice, elevation and compression, so an ACE wrap, and just resting the injured extremity. And that goes for, if it's just a sprain or a hard bump or what we call a contusion, those kinds of things respond very well to ice and elevation and compression and just resting in general. It's kind of the tried and true thing in orthopedics that, rest it, put some ice on it, compress it a little bit and elevate it, and typically minor injuries will get better. And if it's not getting better in a, like I said, a 12 to 24 hour period, it probably deserves at least some x-rays through either your primary care doctor or your orthopedist.
Doc, I've heard a couple of stories about that. A bad sprain, real bad sprain, actually can be worse and more of a problem for some folks than actually a break. Is that true?
Yeah, in some cases, I think that injuries to the soft tissues or the soft parts, so ligaments and those kinds of things, can take considerably longer to heal. And we see that especially about the ankle. Some of the ankle sprains can take 2 to 3 months to heal. And if simply breaking your ankle, you can heal that in 6 to 8 weeks from time. That's fairly common healing range. So some of the sprains can last, 2-3 months even in I caution people, that even though you didn't break it, the soft parts often take a lot longer to heal than do the fractures themselves. It's not true in every case, but especially around the ankle, we see that ankle sprains can persist for extended periods of time for without a fracture. In some cases, a fracture will heal in 6 or 8 weeks, and you have sprains that last out, 3 months plus sometimes.
Doc, there's an event coming up now with FHN here that you're putting together that actually learn more about injuries from falls and how to prevent them. Coming up 2 weeks from Wednesday at the FHN Family Healthcare Center, Wednesday, February 7 at 5:30 at Healthcare Center at Burchard Hills. No charge to attend. Kind of tell us a little bit about what you can talk about there.
Yeah, we're going to go over just some kind of head-to-toe injuries that I've treated out at FHN. In regards to some fractures probably around the shoulder, elbow, wrist. We're just going to kind of go head to toe. It's basically going to be a case presentation, lots of x-rays, pictures of x-rays and things, just to kind of give an idea of the types of injuries that can happen. We'll also be talking a little bit about fall prevention, some things that seem pretty obvious but aren't always noted to be so, but yeah, we'll have just a very informal discussion, head to toe, kind of some of the injuries that we see and prevention, and as well as some of the treatments that are necessary sometimes with these type of breaks that you see from falls in general.
And that's going to be 2 weeks from Wednesday now. That's coming up at Burchard Hills, and that's coming up Wednesday, February 7 at 5:30. And Dr. Blint will be there. Dr. Blint, we talked a lot about a lot of things today. And if folks would like more information, how can they find out more information about anything we talked about today?
They're welcome to call, schedule an appointment to see us. There's a lot of information on the internet in regards to injuries and treatments thereof. I would caution people that speaking with a medical professional is probably advisable if you have a condition that is not responding to kind of your home remedies, but there's resources available. The orthopedic clinic in Burchard Hills is very accessible to the community, and myself and Dr. Dahman and Dr. Draxinger generally have availability to see people, especially in the acute injury setting when people are hurt. We all have room on our schedule to see and evaluate patients. So that's one resource. And like I said, the other would be just, reading up on stuff that you find on reputable websites, WebMD or some of the other, or the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons website has a very extensive peer-reviewed patient portal that has a lot of information that is, like I said, peer-reviewed, and it typically will go through head-to-toe, even sports-related injuries, other types of injuries, neck and back pain, those kinds of things. You can get a lot of very good information from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons Patient Center, where they have, like I said, probably 200 or 300 different patient information packets that are really geared towards the patient and not all the medical jargon typically that you see in other sources that are on the internet. So that's one source that I use to provide patient information. It's reliable, it's peer-reviewed, and again, there's that option, and then there's the option of coming and seeing us.
All right, Dr. Blint, great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Great information. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Very good. Look forward to it.
All right. Dr. Andrew Blint here today from FHN and the FHN Dial the Doc program. Dr. Blint, orthopedic physician, surgeon, and traumatologist here today. And that is Dial the Doc here today, preceding sponsored today by FHN.